Marquise Wilson left practice, as you guys did see. He did refracture his foot, so it is something fairly serious. He'll have a new surgery on Monday. You know, what exactly the extent as far as time frame coming back, you know, we'll keep you posted on that. It could be a possibility that he starts the season on pup, but, you know, we don't know those things yet from a timing aspect. But anybody else, you know, as far as injuries, I don't really comment a lot unless it's serious, as Marquise is, but everything else is just precautionary. Any questions?
Obviously, he put a lot of work in the offseason. This was a pretty important year for him. How's he feeling right now?
You know, actually, his state of mind was pretty good. You know, I talked to him. He was in a boot when he left yesterday. Had the normal test and whatnot. They did discover that it was refractured. But, you know, obviously disappointed, you know, like anybody that gets injured that has to require surgery. But, you know, he was in a good frame of mind.
That was his left foot?
Same foot. I can't tell you off the top of my head which one. I don't want to report it wrong, but it was the same one he had surgery on last December.
John, with the offense in general, with all the new pieces, all the combinations that are a little different, how early does it feel in the process of getting that group up to speed with each other?
You know, I like what I'm seeing out there. The guys are working hard. I think we're way further ahead this time this year from a year ago. I think with the likes of, Alshon out there, obviously, Kevin, Eddie being healthy. I like our group. Obviously, it's disappointing about Marquise, but, I think, the O-line, I think, has changed quite a bit. I like what I'm seeing there. So, time will tell.
John, what do you have the confidence and trust in your second-year guys at safety? I mean, a lot of young guys at that position, and it's obviously a really important spot. Where does that kind of trust and confidence come from for those guys?
Well, I think, obviously the experience they gained, as a young player to play as much as, some of our rookies did, I think is a great experience. Sometimes what gets lost, everybody wants to talk about the new people, but a lot of times especially young guys that played a lot as rookies, they get quite a bit better, way more comfortable in our schemes and what we're doing, the speed of the game in the NFL. And I've seen that so far this offseason, with the likes of Adrian Ramos, say Eddie Goldman, guys that played quite a bit of football for us a year ago.
With that safety position, can you see the instincts in these guys get dramatically better or somewhat better in the second year?
Yeah, I think, understanding the NFL game, it is different than the college game, and plus understanding, our defensive system. It's a lot more comfortable. They're not thinking as much. And, both those guys, Harold and Adrian, Harold, we didn't even have, all the way through camp, let alone off season. So he's, a lot further along.
Jay had said he thinks that facing this defense is like night and day from the group from last year. Do you think that experience, coupled with the confidence of the new additions, is why they're carrying that kind of swagger right now?
Yeah, I think, we made a lot of changes a year ago defensively, off season, even through the season. We added some pieces. So it's twofold. I think the added pieces as well as the guys more comfortable in what we're doing that played quite a bit. And we're making more plays because of it. I think, JC's practice, we evaluate practice, and you can't help but see each side of the ball when you're watching video. So, I think that's what he's speaking to.
Since you've had Leonard Floyd in the building now for like a month and a half, mm-hmm. Have you seen a lot of improvements from him?
Yeah, I mean, he's got tremendous athleticism. I think we talked about that even in the draft process. he's very smart, played a lot of different positions, understands the game, and he has a skill set to do all parts of his job, both in coverage and as far as rush. A lot's been made of his weight, but my experience is they get bigger. I think we all do. Mm-hmm. I like the way he's going about it, and I see a lot of that athleticism I saw on tape.
I know you don't care about the weight, but I mean, does he look stronger since you guys put him on?
He plays pretty strong, anyways. I think a lot of times it's not all about size as far as being able to play forcefully.
What did you want to see from Fuller at the end of last year, and how does he
look? I think it's just improvement. That's what we're all expecting to do. I think he's missed a little bit of time, just some precautionary things. But, you know, he's working hard at it, and, you know, I look for him to definitely improve.
You know, he's been in the league a couple of years now. Do you expect more consistency from somebody with his experience?
Well, I think to be, go where we're going, you have to be consistent. You know, you can't just do it one game or one play or one quarter. You have to do it consistently, and that's every player, and then you do that as a football team.
John, Danny and Jarrell have talked about sort of the collective synergy they have playing off one another. Mm-hmm. What do you see from your standpoint of how quickly they've kind of clicked and what it does for you guys defensively?
Well, they're both athletic. They both play in the league. They have good instincts, both in run and pass. And so they play fast. And I think this game is about that. They're similar players. No two players are exactly alike, but they love to play the game. They get excited to come practice. I think that's contagious.
What's the added value you get when those two guys in that part of the defense are in sync and sort of understand how each other plays?
Well, I think, again, this game's about being in sync, whether it's offense, defense, or even in the kicking game, and you're trying to get all 11 guys synced up. So it's a good start to have two of them.
John, what's your reaction when you see coaches maybe chatting at each other from across the field a little bit this time of year? Is that constructive or is that usual at this time of the year?
Well, I think, this game's a lot of hard work, and you'd like to do it enthusiastically. I think a lot of times your players are kind of a mirror of their coach, so it's keeps it competitive, keeps it interesting and fun.
Are you pretty comfortable with the depth that you have at receiver?
Yeah, I don't know that you're ever comfortable with depth, and I think we're kind of where we are right now, and we're always looking to improve. And I think you got to be fortunate and staying healthy, and then you don't have to have all that depth.
Thanks, everybody.
John, yep.